And welcome back to In Touch. Joining us this morning, we have Lori Lynn with OverallBuddies.com, a children's website. She's here to talk to us about raising a reader. Lori, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Adam.
Appreciate the time. Before we get into raising a reader, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity. I am a children's singer-songwriter right now, but I've written songs since I was 5 years old, which is very interesting. I spent my whole career, before I really dove into this area, I spent my whole career teaching in early childhood. And so I was in the classroom for 25 years, and then I spent the last 10 years being an adjunct instructor at the university and also being a state early childhood coach and consultant. I've spoken both nationally and internationally at being hired independently to train teachers or speaking at conferences and things like that.
Let's talk about raising a reader. I myself love to read, don't get to do it as much as I'd like to because I got two young girls, but I want them to be readers as they get older because I myself was not as a child, and I think I missed out on a lot of great, you know, imagination building and the like when it comes to reading in your youth. In broad strokes, how do parents go about raising a reader?
Well, in broad strokes, one thing you said really hit it on the head. You found the joy of reading now. And when you were younger, that was probably missing for you. And why is that? There's because we were probably pushed, some of us, to read things we weren't interested in that didn't bring us joy. I have two boys, and one was an avid reader. The stories that he would be in light when there was lights out for bedtime, he would be the one under the covers of flashlight reading Harry Potter, you know, in second grade. And then my other son, it was like torture for him to read. But he loved sports. They both did. But so I got him a subscription to Sports Illustrated for Kids in second grade, and he would read that like crazy. So, and luckily he had teachers that were like, it doesn't have to be a book. It can be something else that they enjoy. So that's one thing, is find the thing that your child really enjoys, topics, whatever it is. Don't always stick to the same area in the library when you go ask them about nonfiction and things like that. There's four things you can do to raise a reader, and broad stroking it, like you said. One, let them see you read. So when children see us read, they realize there's a purpose for reading, there's a joy in reading. But it doesn't have to be that you're reading a novel, and it can be day-to-day things that you show them, reading the ingredients on the food. We do that at the grocery store, at home. We kind of look at what's in the food, and we look at our recipes. Let them see you do that and talk to them about what you're doing. And it could be cleaning instructions on some clothes in the laundry and say, this has cotton and it could shrink. The tag tells me to wash it in cold water. Glad it told me that. And just tell them reading has purpose. And then number two is pointing out prints in your environment when you're driving in the car and you point out that says stop on the stop sign. How old are your children, Adam?
Raina just turned one in June, and Riley is just started preschool last week. She is four, so.
Oh, this is perfect for you then, because that's my expertise, 0 through about 7-year-olds. So we're right up your alley. So when you're driving in the car, I did so much environmental print as we drove around and pointed out STOP, that's stop. And then you can say, oh, I bet you'll find a sign that says that too. And they'll say, that says stop. And then you can say, you are reading. You're a reader. So the more children feel like, I'm reading? Really? I can read that. And then they're going to point out all those signs. And you can talk about the letters and things just authentically and naturally in their environment.
It's interesting because I always think of reading, you know, books, obviously. But you make it sound like it's important to break these down in much smaller terms when it's talking about recipes or what you see in your environment, things like that.
Absolutely. And if there's visuals to go with it, that's part of reading. When you begin reading, the words a lot of times go with the pictures, and those are context clues for good readers when you're younger. So the sooner they can do that, the better, and that they realize, oh, I know that that's a red, you know, hexagon, and even if it didn't say STOP on it, I would still know that stop. But so they start recognizing that pictures can help them as well to get into being confident as a reader. And the other thing, like you said, it's the fourth thing is reading books. So there's a third thing before you even read a book, is just to talk to your child Oral language is the basis of all early literacy. That's a great quote. I learned that about 5 years ago, and it's so beautiful, and it matters because conversations you have with your child is paramount to them becoming a confident and fluent reader. Why? Because when you have a conversation with your child, naturally vocabulary is going to happen. You're going to talk about things in your environment or maybe what you did that day, thinking back to a trip you went to the zoo or whatever, and you start talking about that. And the trick is, not trick, but the strategy is, it's not about you doing all the talking. You have to let them talk.
Tell me more about overallbuddies.com. What can people find there?
Yes, overallbuddies.com is where you'll find my original songs and some videos and now my book. And I based my book on a favorite song because one of the other strategies to raising a reader is utilizing the power of music, because music lights up our brain. So when you can find books based on a song, like Itsy Bitsy Spider, there's probably 10 versions of those books because they know that music already lights up the brain and children are familiar with those words. So if you get a book that has those words, they're going to say, oh, I know some of these words. And in my book, I'm a Pig. You can find that on overallbuddies.com. I'm very intentional with early literacy skills within the book. Like, for instance, the word pig is always in capital letters. The words are a little bigger than all the other words, and it's in red. So the first page that has pig, I say, that's the word pig, P-I-G, even with young kids. And I say, I bet you can tell me on another page where that word is. And of course they can, because visually they can see it. And so they're like, that's pig. And I said, you're reading. And they feel really confident. And so teachers after teacher tell me that they love going to my book because they're pointing out the word pig and feeling really confident. And the song is really fun and follows a story, and it ends in a, we don't know where the pig went at the end. And so you can always have the children draw a picture and be illustrators themselves and say, where do you think the pig went next? And so that's what they'll find on overallbuddies.com.
And just if you can, off the top of your head, what are the benefits of children who are readers, who are avid readers, and, you know, not even children, but adults, too, for that matter? Just what are the benefits that comes with reading?
Benefits that come with reading are that everything else we do in school is based on your reading ability, right? So when we can raise readers that are confident and motivated just in their ability to read, every subject area in school is going to be a little bit easier for them, and isn't that what we want? And the benefits of adults, our vocabulary grows, our understanding of the world grows, we have more stories to tell, we can build empathy from different stories we read, we learn about other people and cultures and diversity and equity and all that stuff. So there's a multitude, a plethora of benefits to being a reader.
Once again, Lori Lynn with overallbuddies.com. Thank you so much for giving us some time this morning and helping us learn to raise readers.
Thank you so much, Adam.
That's going to do it for today's edition of In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting Radio. I'm Adam St. Paul.